Chapter 17, Answering the Lord's Questions. One day in his daily meeting with Srila Haridas Thakur, Sriman Mahaprabhu said, "Haridas, in Kali Yuga, the Yavanas greatly increase in number. These people cause harm to cows and Brahmins and are therefore extremely wicked. How will they be delivered? This concerns me greatly." Srila Haridas Thakur said, "O Lord, do not fear for such wicked Yavanas. They shall be easily delivered by the facts of Namabhas, a semblance of the holy name. By their utterance of Haram Haram, an Urdu word for abominable, they are actually chanting Namabhas. The devotee's chanting of Haram Haram is with love. Just see the good fortune of the Yavanas. They utter those very same names, and so they will be delivered." The power of Namabhas. Srila Haridas Thakur continued, "Although one who chants Namabhas desires to attain something other than he who possesses the name Nami, still Nam's power is not diminished. It is stated in Narsingh Puran, 'Damshtreti damshtrahato malecho, harameti puna puna, uktvapi muktam apnoti, kim puna shraddhaya grinam.' Once a wild boar pierced the malecha, means barbarian, with his tusks. Seeing the boar, the malecha scornfully cried out, 'Haram, Haram,' and died. But because he indirectly chanted the holy name of Ram, he was delivered. His intention in crying out Haram was not to call out the name of Bhagwan. Rather, he was decrying the boar as abominable. Yet the Lord delivered him, for in the word Haram, the two syllables Ram and Ma are connected. Thus they form the name Ram. Moreover, the syllable Ha, a loving address, is there connected to the name Ram. Therefore, because the Malecha uttered the name of Bhagwan, his chanting was Namabhas, even though he was addressing the boar. This is the astonishing nature of the holy name. Nam Prabhu bestows the fruit of chanting Harinam, regardless how one chants it. It is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam how Ajamil, at the time of death, called out for his son Narayan. But the power of the name Narayan, the Vishnu Dutas, freed him from the Yamadutas. Padma Puran Swarga Khand 48.90 states, quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.289. Nam ekam yasya vachi smarana patha gatam strotra moolam gatam va shuddham va shuddham varnam vyavita rahitam tareti evam satyam. O best of the Brahmins, if even a single name of Hari appears on a person's tongue, enters his ears, or arises on the path of one's remembrance, Nam Prabhu will certainly liberate him, regardless if he pronounced Harinam properly or improperly, or whether or not he uttered it in accordance with spiritual rules. In other words, Sri Nam does not consider all these things. Nam Abhaso Haite Hai Sarva Papashai, Nam Abhas Haite Hai Samsarishai, Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrit Antalila 3.61. Namabhas destroys all types of sins and delivers one from his material existence. Namabhas destroys sins and grants liberation. Tam nirvyajam bhaj guna nidhe pavanam pavananam shraddha rajyam matir iti taram uttam shloka maulim prodyan antakarana kuhare hantayan nam bhanur abhasu api shapayati Mahapataka Dhantam Rashim. Bhakti Rasami Sindhu 2.1.103. O reservoir of good qualities, just faithfully perform bhajan of Sri Krishna without duplicity. He is the supreme savior among all saviors and the most exalted of those worshipped through poetic hymns. When his name, which is like the sun, rises even slightly within one's cave-like heart, it destroys the darkness of the immense sins present there. Mriyamano Harirnam Grinam Putra Pucharitam Ajamil Api Agadham Kim Uta Shraddhaya Grinan. Srimad Bhagavatam 6.2.49. Because Ajamil called for his son and yet attained Vaikuntha, due to unintentionally chanting the name of Srihari, it is impossible to say what one would attain by chanting the holy name with faith. In the scriptures, there are many such examples of people attaining liberation simply by power of Namabhas, the deliverance of all living entities. As Sriman Mahaprabhu heard Srila Haridas Thakur's words, jubilation filled his heart. Still, as a matter of course, he asked, Haridas, there are many types of moving and non-moving living entities on this earth. How will they all be delivered? Srila Haridas Thakur replied, O Lord, you have already mercifully arranged their deliverance. Through the method of loudly chanting Harinam Kirtan, which you have made famous, all moving and non-moving living entities shall hear Bhagwan's holy name and thus be delivered. As soon as they hear the loud chanting of the holy name, moving entities such as humans, birds and animals are liberated from the bondage of material existence. When the loud sounds of Nam Sankirtan touch non-moving entities such as trees and plants, there is an echo. In reality, however, this is not an echo, it is their response to the Kirtan. This apparent impossibility, that is inanimate, mute entities can perform Nam Kirtan, is made possible by your mercy alone. Wherever there is loud Nam Sankirtan in this world, the moving and non-moving entities dance enraptured in love. While on your way to Vrindavan, you delivered the birds, animals, snakes, and other living entities of the Jharkhand forest by loudly chanting Harinam Kirtan and causing them to chant in reply. I have heard this account from the lips of Balbhadra Bhattacharya. Shri Vasudev Dutt prayed to you, please allow me to suffer for the sins of all living beings so that they may be delivered. I shall endure the torments of hell in their place. You accepted his prayer for the deliverance of all living entities, but did not make him suffer their actions. O Lord, you have descended to deliver the whole world. In the mood of a devotee, you have taught the process of bhajan and clearly illuminated the path of deliverance. By preaching the loud chanting of Nam Sankirtan, you have severed the jiva's connection with Maya. Srimad Mahaprabhu said, O Haridas, this universe will become devoid of living beings if they are all liberated. Srila Haridas Thakur replied, while you remain in this world, you will send all moving and non-moving living entities from here to Vaikuntha. You will then awaken unlimited minute jivas and place them in the field of action, karma kshetra. In this way, the universe will again become filled with jivas. Bhagwan Ramchandra brought all the inhabitants of Ayodhya with him to Vaikuntha and then refilled Ayodhya with other living entities. You have now opened a similar marketplace. Who can understand your confidential intentions? Previously, Shri Krishna descended in Braj and liberated the living entities by freeing them from the shackles of material existence. Na cha evam vismaya karyo bhagvata bhagvati aje yogeshwareshware krishne yata edad vimuchayate. Shriman Bhagavatam 10.29.16. There is no need to be astonished by the activities of Shri Krishna, from whom this entire universe attains liberation, who is the master of the masters of the mystic powers, and who is without birth. I am he Bhagwan Drishta, Kirtita Samshmrishtascha, Dveshanubhandanapi, Akhil Sura Suradi Durlabham, Phalam Priyachyati, Kim Uta Samyak Bhakti Matamiti. Vishnu Puran 4.15.17. Bhagwan bestows great rewards rarely achieved by the demigods and demons to those who see, glorify, or even think about him with an envious disposition. What, then, can be said of those who serve him with loving devotion? Sri Ramchandra and Sri Krishnachandra descended to this world and delivered all the jivas in this universe, just as you have descended to Sri Navdeep. Je kahe, Chaitanya Mahima Mor Gochar Hai, Se Januk Mor Puna, Eite Nishchai. Tumare Je Leela Maha Amrita Sindhu, Mor Man Gochar, Nahi Tar Ek Bindu. Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Ant Leela, 3.87-88. If someone were to say to me, I know the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I could only say, Brother, you can know whatever you know. Yet my conclusion, O Lord, is that your pastimes are a shoreless ocean of nectar. They are so great that my mind is unable to conceive of even a single drop of them. Shivan Mahaprabhu was astonished to hear Srila Haridas Thakur speak these words. He thought, how can Haridas understand my confidential pastimes? Being extremely pleased with Srila Haridas Thakur, Shivan Mahaprabhu embraced him and forbade him to reveal these matters to anyone. By nature, the Lord desires to hide his opulence, yet he suddenly becomes known to his devotees. After returning from Srila Haridas Thakur's hut, Shriman Mahaprabhu extolled his glories to the devotees as though speaking with hundreds of mouths. Shriman Mahaprabhu becomes blissful by glorifying his devotees, of whom Srila Haridas Thakur is topmost. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ant Leela, 3.95, Haridasir Gunagan Asankhya Apar Keho Kon Amshe Varni Nahi Pai Par. Srila Haridas Thakur's transcendental qualities are innumerable and unfathomable. No one can describe more than a fraction of his glories, for they are boundless.